Welcome to episode 533 of Fly Away. Over the past few years, we've been reminded time and again how much the world relies on travel. From supporting local economies to learning about new cultures, the experience that travel provides helps to make our world smaller and bring us closer together. Here at Outlander Travel, we've been proud to be a small part of bringing that to you through our weekly podcast. My name is Anna, and this week I am joined by my fellow Outlander agents, Sandy and Donna. Time travel is real, especially when you journey back centuries to the old world with Globus European tours. Down cobblestone lanes and well-worn paths, we venture way past the landmarks to immerse you in Europe's enchanting landscapes and legends of lore. Yet in the land of fairy tale settings, we go beyond storytelling to satisfy your hunger for history. We make you a central character with well-rounded experiences. Get ready to drive a golf ball at Scotland's legendary St. Andrews, hurl a snowball in the majestic Swiss Alps, strike a billiards ball in a cozy Irish pub, or sip wine on the grounds of a Tuscan castle. Hands-on and feet-first is how we roll through the storied hills, quaint villages, and vibrant cities of Europe, while we skip the lines at ancient castles and cathedrals to whisk you back in time. We also bypass the main thoroughfares to catapult you toward the emerging chefs, artists, and artisans who will define the Europe of tomorrow. Beyond the predictable, beyond the expected, beyond the guidebooks, it's the only way to travel through time. Jenny Miller is a military spouse that is obsessed with all things travel. She lives in Eastern North Carolina with her husband, their three boys, and two Dachshunds. She has been with the Globus family of brands as a business development manager for 3 years, and prior to that, she was a travel advisor. Welcome, Jenny!
Hey, Jenny!
Hi! Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you for being here.
Absolutely, my pleasure.
So, to get us started, can you tell us a little bit about Globus, who they are, what you guys do?
Yeah. So Globus Family of Brands, in a nutshell, is a travel company that specializes in a variety of travel styles and experiences around the world. Underneath the Globus Family of Brands umbrella, we have Globus and Cosmos and Avalon Waterways. So these three brands are going to bring you first class escorted, independent, and river cruising. So really excited. So with Globus, you have a little bit more of high end, about a four and a half star city center hotel. Really great for travelers that maybe it's their first time to the destination and they're not really sure where to go and things to see. Maybe they need a little bit more hand holding, or they just want absolutely everything taken care of for them. Globus is definitely for them. And then we have Cosmos. So Cosmos is a little bit more of a budget friendly option for our value minded travelers. You're still going to have worldly experiences with our expert tour guides to explore those key destinations all around the world. And then with Avalon Waterways, of course, it's specializing in river cruising. It's really going to offer a luxurious and intimate cruise experience along the rivers of Europe, Asia, and South America. So something for everyone, for sure.
Fantastic. So when you say everything's included, so tell me what all a Globus tour includes, like when
Yeah, so it really, the idea is that we are taking away the hassle and stress of travel. Whether you are on Globus, Cosmos, or Avalon, we offer a real comprehensive, stress-free travel experience by including a range of services and amenities, right, to make this an enriching and seamless journey. So, with us, of course, like I talked about, hotels in the heart of the destination, right? You're going to have VIP access to skip the lines, right? We're not going to take you to these incredible destinations and make you wait in line for hours, you know, to get inside wherever, you know, we've taken you.
Thank you.
You're also not going to have to go and purchase a bunch of other tickets. When you travel with us, we have more inclusions, which leads to more experiences. So you're not going to be nickel and dimed while you're on tour or on your cruise, which is really fantastic. Of course, we do have top-notch transportation with our motor coaches. They've very, very comfortable way to travel. They've got free Wi-Fi on board. So you know that you're going to get from place to place comfortably and safely. And then we have absolutely the best tour directors, cruise directors, local guides in the business. I just can't say enough about amazing things about them because they, you know, we work with folks that are, you know, from that area. They know all the ins and outs. They know all the little nuances, right? All the little secrets and, you know, the legends and stories of wherever, you know, you are at that time. And so, you know, really with us, when you travel with us, we've taken the guesswork out of it, right? Meals, we include a lot of meals. You'll have, you know, when you're on land, you'll have breakfast every day. We also include a lot of lunches and dinners. And then, of course, when you're traveling on the rivers, all of your meals are taken care of. You know, we are choosing to, you know, we're going to have you dine, or like when you're on the river, the meals that we create are local to that region that you're in, right? We're using locally sourced ingredients to create these amazing meals for you. So a lot of,
as well as your wine selection.
Yes, yes, absolutely. Most
which,
definitely.
You know, we all like a good glass of wine.
Sure. So. Yes, yeah. Please. With Avalon, during lunch and dinner, you're going to have local beers and wines included. So you don't have to worry about paying out of pocket for your drinks when you're on board, but you know, back to more inclusions, more experiences. We have some really great optional excursions that guests can choose to do. So really, really so much, you know, we've designed these to offer a hassle-free, immersive travel experience, but with a balance of guided activities and free time. So very, it's an excellent value for sure.
Fantastic. Yeah, I do like the thought of getting off the airplane and it's just done. Everything's taken care of.
Absolutely.
You don't have to do anything.
Absolutely. And the only thing you have to do for your luggage is stick it out your door at the when you go down to breakfast.
Right.
Because they even come collect it and actually put it on the coach.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it makes it so simple.
It does. It really does. And, you know, I think the trend has been this, you know, where we've had people that, you know, oh, I want everything taken care of for me, right? And and then people, you know, like Gen Zers were kind of like, well, or maybe it's Gen Xers. No, I want to do it independently, right? And I can.
Oh, yeah, that's us.
Yeah, right. But now all of, like, nobody's getting any younger, right? And so now, you know, we see this. We have this really, people want a really great mix, and Globus Family of Brands delivers it every time.
Yeah, yeah. One of the things I really liked is that, so I did actually the Switzerland tour. I did
very
basically
good.
A week in Switzerland, and they took us around to all three different area, basically generalized areas of Switzerland. But one of the best ones is when we were in Montreux. And so you could have spent the whole day in Montreux just kind of wandering around and everything. But my son and I actually signed up to go to Gruyere. I was like, I cannot go to Switzerland and Gruyere's on the list and not go to Gruyere and have the good cheese. So we went out there and went to the good cheese place and had really good cheese. And what was even better is that it finished at the chocolate factory.
Mm,
so we got to go have chocolate afterwards.
Very nice. Yeah. You know, Switzerland's amazing. The Alps cheese, you know, I was told when I was in Switzerland, in order for, you know, you to have true Alps cheese, is the milk and the cream have to come from the cows that roam the Swiss Alps. And it is incredible. Same with the chocolate too, right? To use the milk and cream from, it's just absolutely incredible. So good.
So what is your favorite tour that you've done with Globus, Jenny?
Oh gosh. That's kind of
favorite tour?
That's kind of like asking me which is my kids is my favorite. Oh my goodness, there are so many. I really love, I haven't actually participated in this tour, but one that I'd love to talk about is Gourmet Tuscany. That's actually with our Cosmos brand. But what's so great about that tour is, first of all, the size, right? We typically, a standard motor coach tour will hold no more than, let's say, 44 people. And then we have some small group departures where we've cut that group size in about half. We'll have about 22 to 24. Well, Gourmet Tuscany is one of these tours where we keep it as a smaller group. And, but it's hub and spoke. So you only have to unpack once. You're staying, in Tuscany the entire time. And so, you know, you just go out for day trips and then you return back to the same hotel, which is just really such a great concept. Mm-hmm. Another one of my favorite tours is actually one of our brand new ones. It's part of our small group discoveries. So our small group discoveries are 50 brand new itineraries that we have curated from the ground up with small groups in mind. So with these, your average group size is about 15 guests. Ooh. And you're staying in unique accommodations and you have exclusive experiences. So you might stay in a boutique hotel now, but it used to be a former monastery or a convent or
over that.
Right.
That'd be really neat.
We have glamping in Yellowstone. Now, let me tell you, I am an indoor type of girl, but these tents are amazing to go glamping in Yellowstone. But one of my favorite small group discovery tours to talk about is our Swiss Splendors. So it's a Switzerland tour, and I already love Switzerland. But you're in the Swiss Alps, and you travel around by train. So it's pretty amazing. So you come into Geneva. We take you to Lake Geneva and then you board trains. You do stay in hotels overnight, but these are like mountainside cottages and really, really unique things. Really, really unique places to stay. So, and then you end in Zurich, but you go around through the Alps by train, which, oh my gosh, what an incredible experience to have. So, those are a couple of my favorite tours. Lots of really great Greece options too. Ireland. I mean, it's all amazing. Yeah. I do love sailing the Rhine. I think it's so picturesque and beautiful and something for everyone, but the Danube is great too. So lots of really great things out there.
I was going to say, we have to talk about the rivers a little bit.
Yeah. 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 Right.
I did an Avalon cruise and the size of the stateroom is just so nice, I have to say, because I've done some other ones or stayed on some other ones and big difference in like the bathroom size.
Oh, definitely the bathroom size.
Yeah. Yes. For sure.
And like facing the window. And mm-hmm. I just love that whole concept of how they do that.
Yeah. Yeah. So if you're unfamiliar with staterooms aboard Avalon Waterway, so our staterooms are about 30% larger than everybody else's. And they've done this really great thing where they angled the wall in the stateroom that the bed was up against. And so they were able to turn the bed. So now your bed faces what would be your balcony, right? Well, if you look at a typical balcony, You know, you open up this little bitty door, it'll open up about 4 feet, and you have about 2.5 feet of space, right, that you step out on, and it's cramped and whatnot, right? Well, in order to have that space, they had to make your stateroom smaller. So what we did is we got rid of that space and we made the room larger. And so your stateroom has become the balcony, which is just absolutely incredible. So we've turned the bed and now you're facing this view, and your door, forget 4 feet, it's going to open up a full 7 feet. So the whole door, the glass is floor to ceiling, wall to wall, 11 by 7. It's just absolutely incredible. And the bathrooms, yes, full-size bathrooms. If you've ever been on any kind of cruise, you know that space in the bathroom, especially in the shower, is a hot commodity.
Oh, yeah. I can put my arms out, yeah, and not hit my elbows.
Yep. Ladies, you can shave your legs in the shower. Yes. Yep. Yeah, absolutely. So, yeah, fantastic. Best staterooms in the business, for sure, hands down.
That's and awesome. I have to say, you guys have the best beds.
Oh, my gosh, right?
Every hotel chain, every, yes, you know, river cruise, every cruise line, you guys have the best beds.
Yes. So, Avalon features our Comfort Collection beds, and a lot of people, if they know this, then they often forget, but you can actually choose the comfort level of your bed and your pillow. So if you like a firmer mattress and a firmer pillow, we can do that. If you want a softer mattress, a softer pillow, something more plush, we can do that, which is really incredible.
Oh, okay, I didn't know that.
I understand how you can swap out the pillows, but do you like pump up the mattresses?
You know what? I think it's an Avalon secret. It's an Avalon secret. Comfort Collection is the name of the bed, and they do it. They can absolutely do it. It's amazing.
Nice.
Wow. Yeah.
I have to think about that next time I go on an Avalon River cruise.
Now, if you could just do it to where my husband's side of the bed could be like a concrete slab, and then mine could be like sleeping on a cloud.
There you go.
And that would be perfect, because we just don't agree.
Yeah.
You could probably do it. I mean,
at all.
So you can. We could separate. You'd have to separate the bed, which is not always a bad thing, right? Right?
That's fine.
You separate, and absolutely, they can do it for sure. Yeah.
Well, one of the things I truly love about Avalon, I did a tulip cruise.
And yeah.
It was an Active and Discovery one. Mm-hmm. And I love the fact that, I mean, every single cruise line does like a city tour. Okay. And you guys do them too. But the thing was, is that you guys had more interactive experiences that you could also do. So we went to the Silver Museum and created a silver pendant for ourselves.
I love that.
And then we went, when we were in Belgium, we went to a chocolatier and made chocolate bars and came home. I came home with a bag full of chocolate. I'm like,
that's amazing.
Oh, darn.
Yeah,
because it's Belgium, yeah.
Yeah, so, of course. You know. So, yeah, I mean, I love the fact that that you have these hands-on tours.
Yes,
to
absolutely.
Actually, you know, make something or do something or produce something.
Yeah, you know, our Active and Discovery itineraries are truly unique to Avalon. Those itineraries offer up to 28 included excursions, which just is a huge value, right? So one of the big discernible differences with Avalon is the excursions that we offer, right? You get your choice. You can choose Classic, Active, or Discovery. So your Classic excursions, city walking tours, it might be a museum visit, a castle visit, something like that. And then you have your Active excursion. So hiking, biking, kayaking, canoeing, rowing, anything that's going to keep you moving. And then the Discovery, right? Those are the really hands-on. It might be a Van Gogh painting class, or I did Active and Discovery on the Danube, and I took a Viennese pastry class, and we got to make traditional Viennese pastries. It was incredible.
Cool.
So, yeah, so those really hands-on experiences. Now, what's great is that on all Avalon itineraries, you're going to have your choice of those excursions. But Active and Discovery are just going to offer more Active and more Discovery options. So, when I had sailed on the Danube and it was Active and Discovery, we had ported in this little bitty town, and well, I call it a town. I wasn't really paying any attention. And I went to get off the ship and they said, the hike already left. The group that's hiking, they already left. And I said, that's okay. I'm just going to get up and walk around. And they're like, there is nothing to like there. Like we stopped here specifically for this incredible hiking experience. Uh-huh. So I just stayed on board, but they took the group to go on a hike. Otherwise that wouldn't have been like a scheduled stop. So we, really try to, you know, go out of our way to really give a lot of really incredible experiences that normally you would have missed. Right. And so, yeah, those active and discovery itineraries are phenomenal.
I feel like we have to do a disclaimer for the active part because, and this has been like, I've heard this several times. If you don't bike at home, you might not want to just hop on the biking excursion. Cause we had one person, she was young. She was like in her 20s and she was like, yeah, I'll do the bike. You know, not many people signed up. And she came back that night and she was like, that was a 10-mile bike ride. So for me, I would have not been super happy. She was fine, you know?
Yeah. You know, it really depends on the type of bike ride. Like if you're doing a bike ride as an excursion, it might be a little bit more intense, but we have adventure hosts on board, which are kind of like our activity directors kind of, and they're the ones that can help arrange all those things. But sometimes they will host their own little bike ride and it'll just be like a scenic bike ride, you know, like something a little bit more leisurely. Mm-hmm. And on my last active and discovery, this was the one on the Danube. I signed up for 3 hikes. Again, I'm an indoor girl. I don't hike at home. I don't know what I was thinking, but one of them, the cruise director was like, listen, if you signed up for this hike, you have to understand. And cruise directors are amazing. They do such a good job of setting the expectation and giving you, you know, all the information so you can make an informed decision. And afterwards I was like, I'm going to stay home, please. You know, I'm just going to walk the town or whatever instead of going up this hike, which I'm pretty sure was really more like mountain climbing. It was way up there. It was way up there. And, but not all of them are like that. So you don't always have to be, it just depends, right? And the cruise directors are great sources of information when you get on board. Of course, you always want to book your excursions ahead of time, but those included excursions, you can cancel those right when you're on board and it's not a problem. There's always somebody there that wanted to get in and can fill your spot. So it's not a problem.
Okay. And there are always people that want those kind of, you know, harder.
Absolutely.
Kind of
absolutely. Because so, they do. I mean, I should have known when the local guides got on and they're like in like hiking shoes and they've got backpacks, like they're going to go.
They have like walking sticks.
Right. Explore the wilderness. And we do. Yeah. We actually, our ships, we do have the Nordic walking sticks that you can kind of check out and take with you if you wanted to. But there were not enough walking sticks in all of the world to get me up that hill. But kudos to those who did it because it was amazing. And the views are incredible when you go up there. Absolutely.
Nice.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
Globus used to have monograms and then they were doing like kind of a spinoff of that. Do they still have kind of a spinoff of what monograms used to be?
Yeah. So monograms, we sunset monograms a few years ago now. And, we kind of shifted it a little bit. Same concept of independent touring. That's what monograms was. And we have Independence by Globus. So all of our independent tours fall under the Globus brand now, but same concept where we have lots of city stays. You know, we have independent tours that have multiple cities and destinations on them. And it's really, really great because so let's say I was doing an independent London and Paris, right? So I would come into London. They're there to meet me at the airport. They take me to the hotel and I have a local host. And this local host obviously lives in the area, knows the area, and I'm going to get about a half day of orientation sightseeing the day after I arrive. And then I am independent and I can go and do whatever I would like to do, but my local host is there should I need something. And so that's really great. You know, a lot of people think that they want to go to Europe and do it all on their own and all this stuff. But if you've never been and you get over there, you know, I mean, so, but Independence by Globus is a really great option. If you're looking for some independent travel, but maybe want to have a little bit of a safety net there. Now, you're going to stay in all Globus hotels, which that's a little bit different than Monogram's because you could choose your level of hotel. But now we all have the, with Independence by Globus, they're all going to be Globus hotels. So they have that really high standard. Which is really great. And so, yeah, so we shifted it a little bit and you find those independent tours under Independence by Globus.
And that's a great thing for, say, an ocean cruise. If you want to do a pre or a post cruise stay.
Absolutely.
Because air has gotten so high going to Europe that, you know what, you want to definitely maximize the amount of your visit. So if you've already planned like a med cruise or something, you could do a couple of days in Barcelona or a couple of days in Rome or Venice or whatever and use Globus, Independent by Globus, to do that.
Absolutely. Yeah. And they, and we do, it's very popular to do that for sure. Yeah. And, you know, you mentioned the cost of air. A lot of times people, you know, they, what we're finding is people are going bigger and they're going sooner. So we're finding people that are booking trips to Europe 3 and 4 months out. Right. And they're like, listen, if I'm going to go over there, the cost of air is so much, I really want to do Scotland and Ireland, but I would also really love to go to Italy. Right. And we can do that. We can take, you know, multiple tours and back them up together. It's called a back-to-back. And so, yeah, if you're going over there, you go big or go home, right? So
I've got a client that's done that several times with the back-to-backs.
Yeah.
It's awesome. She did 4 of them and a cruise in between.
Very nice. Good. Very good. Goals,
that sounds
right?
Like a travel agent.
She was gone all summer.
I bet. Wow.
That's fantastic.
Incredible opportunity for sure.
So why do we want to choose a Globus tour, Jenny?
Well, you know, there are lots of options out there when it comes to escorting touring. But, you know, the first thing, so we were founded in 1928 out of Lugano, Switzerland, by a gentleman that was transporting lumber in a rowboat across Lake Lugano. And people started saying, hey, we want to go onto the other side of the lake. We want you to take us over there, right? So we started transporting people. Well, eventually, you know, they wanted them to show them other things and whatnot. So we had to either get a bigger boat or trade his boat for a motor coach. And so that's what he did. And so we are very, very well known all around the world. You know, I think that says a lot when you have a lot of really great trusted partners in the industry, right? We have all these phenomenal partners that we work with, you know, from all over the world. And so, you know, and then you, when you look at our offerings, right? You know, I said at the beginning, we have something for everyone. We really do. You know, we have travel for those independent travelers. We have escorted travel for people that want to stay in small groups, right? Our brand new small group discovery tours, average of 15 guests on that tour, right? We have really great options for solo travelers. Solo travelers choose to travel with Globus Family of Brands because they feel safe, they feel comfortable, and they know that they're going to meet some other great, fantastic people while on tour. So we love our solo travelers. You know, we're really convenient. We are taking away the stress and the hassle of booking travel, of experiencing, you know, these great destinations, because we're going to take care of everything for you, right? So, you know, you have the convenience factor alone, right? We all love to pay for convenience. So from transportation, accommodations, meals, guided tours, you know, travelers can simply enjoy the experience without having to worry about all the logistics, right? And they have you guys as their amazing travel advisors advisors to help get that ball rolling. You know, we offer a lot of choice and flexibility. We have tours, it's called Choice Touring, where it's a land tour. But when you go from place to place, you'll have certain destinations on your tour where you get to choose your sightseeing experiences, which is really great. Because typically on a escorted land tour, you know, okay, we're here and this is what we're going to see. And then we're going to go here. Well, with Choice Touring, you get to choose, right? We build in free time to our itineraries. I think people have this vision of what escorted touring is in their head, right? Being herded around like cattle, a bunch of old people on a motor coach, sitting on a motor coach for hours on end. And I think Globus Family of Brands is really changing that view, because, you know, we are able to offer those hands-on experiences, right? We do offer that free time built into the itinerary. And so, you know, really, we are just really ensuring a seamless, enriching and stress-free journey when it comes to suit different travel styles. So whether that's solo or on a group or a focus on convenience, I mean, we definitely are the go-to for sure.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Fantastic. Thank you.
You're welcome. Yeah.
Well, that's our show for this week. Thanks for hanging out with us. Please like our Facebook page, rate us, and be sure to tell your friends about us. You can find our previous episodes on the podcast page of OutlanderTravel.com, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. We would love to hear from you. Thank you, Jenny.
Absolutely. Thank you. Thanks for having me. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. And on behalf of Donna, Sandy, and myself, Anna, thank you for joining us this week. Gotta fly.